Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
A Christmas murder frozen in time. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town. I'm very excited about this one.
I knew you knew
about it.
It's true. I actually went on a date last year on Halloween, a second date with a guy to the Los Feliz murder house what we're going to talk about, which is a true crime case and an abandoned place.
It checks off all the boxes. Mm-hmm. And we live relatively close.
Yeah, it's in our backyard.
It's essentially, and when I think about, you know, crime and murder in, what is this, 1960?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Around there. The
59, but like 59
into mid-century. Mid-century and in a pretty nice section of Los Angeles, like a pretty coveted, people want to live there. A lot of celebrities live in Los Feliz. Mm-hmm. And to think that like a gruesome murder happened there and was just essentially the crime scene itself, you know, minus obviously the gruesome parts, is left untouched for a very, very, very long time.
It's like nobody wanted to deal with it, kind of a thing. And it's just in a giant house in a really nice part of town. There's a gate, but there was like a rock on the other side. It's like, what's being held inside?
Yeah.
Kind of a thing. But you can go up there. It's really creepy. You can peer into the windows. It keeps getting like bought and sold, but nobody.
Because somebody had to upkeep, like somebody had to pay the bills on that. And there's a lot of stories.
Fee? Is that a thing?
Yeah. I'm sure somebody was upkeeping it. I don't know if it was somebody in the family or somebody bought it and just didn't want to. You might know better than me.
It's exchanged hands a little bit, which I'll talk about.
Yeah.
It just sits there.
But I was too scared to go and see it, although I was obsessed with it. But you would go on dates there. So
yeah, I go on dates there. So
and they worked out really well.
That was the second date and the last date.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. He came over for a second to buy some Adderall off of me.
Okay, cool.
So that's the history of that guy.
Yeah.
I think he's a USC screenwriter.
Nice.
But it was a great date for me. So,
a date in 1959, it was not a great date.
No.
Okay.
No, and that Christmas in 1959, it was not a good date. The Los Feliz Murder House is a Spanish Revival mansion at 2475 Glendower Place. That's Glendower. There is no secret of the address. No one's trying to keep it a secret. It was designed by Harry E. Weiner. It has a beautiful, like, glass conservatory, breakfast room, a ballroom. It's beautiful. It's right by Griffith Park on top of a hill, and it's got this creepy gate. And it's still supposedly decorated for Christmas as it was the night of the murders. Now, there are some problems with this theory based on a lot of different things, and we'll get into, but at 4:30 in the morning on December 6th, 1959, cardiologist Harold Perelson, P-E-R-E-L-S-O-N, Perelson?
Okay, sure.
No
one's going to be insulted. Juice. Yeah.
Just a barrage of emails.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Perelson struck his sleeping wife Lillian in the head with a ball-peen hammer, then left her to asphyxiate on her own blood as he went to his teenage daughter Judy's room, where he struck her in the head with the same hammer. Creative. His aim on Judy was off, and she started screaming, and then like went to the neighbors screaming, "Don't kill me," as her father told her to lay still and keep quiet, which is a very creepy tableau if you think about someone freaking out and the dad just trying to get his daughter to lay back down so he could hit her in the head with a hammer. Judy escaped, found her mother dead, ran out of the house, found a neighbor, and called the police. Back in the house, when Judy's two younger siblings woke up, her father told them to go back to bed and that this is a nightmare. Then he took 2 doses of Nembutal and 31 small white pills, believed to be codeine or a powerful fun tranquilizer, went to lie down, and was dead before the ambulance arrived. Internet rumors say that there's still a Christmas tree and wrapped presents left in the house from 1959. Trespassers have found SpaghettiOs and Life magazines. I did not find these things. And you don't have to look very hard for people to have, like, theories on it being haunted, etc. Now, nobody really knows why this act was committed, but the house lays bare, and there's some theories. So everyone's saying how Pearlson was, like, a quiet, mannered guy. You know, he, like, had a bunch of heart. His family was always like, oh, he had a bunch of heart attacks. Like, he's not very healthy. But in actuality, he apparently had tried to kill himself a bunch of times. He was on edge, very suicidal, was essentially tormenting his family for a lot of their childhood, and had some money problems. He had sunk a lot of money into developing this invention. I don't know what it was.
Google.
A medical invention. Okay. Yeah, I think. I don't know. He got this invention kind of stolen by this other guy and sued them almost $24,000 for it. But it's way less than he put into this whole case. So that sucked. And then in 1957, Judy and her siblings were in a car accident at Vermont and Los Feliz Boulevard, and Pearlson sued the other driver and then won only enough to cover their extensive medical bills. So he was in kind of dire straits financially. So he was kind of at the end of his rope and had this mental illness. And
then probably at that time, talking about mental illness, it was probably way more, I mean, it's taboo now for some people, unfortunately. Absolutely. So imagine back then it wasn't as out in the open to discuss and to work on and everything like that.
Yeah, you think of like a wealthy doctor, a breadwinner, you know, from the outside looking in, this idyllic family living in this posh part of town. He had a horrible, you know, mental illness, depression. They didn't have any money. Like, he may have thought this was the only solution, you know, but it's interesting that he only tried to kill his wife and the oldest daughter and not the other siblings.
Well, you know, when you're telling me this, that's what I was wondering. It's like, why did he stop? And I wonder if the fact that Judy kind of shook the plan that maybe that kind of slowed down his trajectory. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. It's hard to say. I mean, it's really, it's just like how harrowing that must have been for that family. And actually, they never talked about it. Judy and the 2 kids went to live with a relative, presumably, but they won't talk to anybody. You can't reach them. And you can barely reach the people that they sold the house to in 1960, Emily and Julian Enriquez.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
So they sold the house, but nobody...
They didn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They like kind of took it and whatever.
Maybe they got a really good deal and then were like, oh, I don't, this is like blood money maybe at this point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like uncomfortable and selling, or they thought they could fix it up or maybe sell it to someone else, or they could, you know, like turn it or whatever. But the Christmas tree thing is kind of debated. They think it was maybe the people who lived in it before it was sold very briefly and had a Christmas Eve there.
But I think I remember seeing pictures of like old, like the old Brillo. I mean, it was Brillo or something, like the old packaging and like the Life magazines. I feel like I've seen those photos. But again, like you said, I don't know when those were taken.
Yeah.
But you were there. I mean, you were there.
Yeah, but there's nothing inside. Like, you can look inside and the house is, like, there's no Christmas tree. And I could only really, you can't go up to the second story, so I don't know where the Christmas tree is. I assumed it would have been on the bottom story. But there's just kind of, like, you know, a bunch of plastic shit everywhere.
Does it look like it's been remodeled, or does it still have like the kind of fixtures from
that? It still has the fixtures. It just looks like it's in the process of being renovated. Yeah. There's no furniture. There's actually not no furniture, but there's but just like basic, like a couch, like a, like you can kind of see like a sink in the back and the kitchen a little bit, but there's nothing that would make it seem like anything like that was still there. So I think that something happened afterwards. Also, like, the Perlsons were Jewish, a Christmas tree in the living room. Maybe they were...
I mean, that's sometimes a cult. You know, people want to celebrate Christmas as, like, a cultural thing more than a religious thing. I don't know.
That's true. It's hard to say. But it's definitely been changed since then. But it's still very eerie. And it's a very deep... It's a really big house. Like, you think... You look at it and you're like, oh, it's... We'll put some pictures up on the Instagram. But you're like, oh, this is a huge house. It's also on a hill. Like, much like... Got like an old 80s cartoon, you know, where the villain lives on a hill and it's like lightning.
I feel like the doctor having that, the access to that amount of medication, a strong medication, being a cardiologist, maybe he was self-medicating or self-prescribed things that, I mean, I don't know. Like when I think of the late 50s, it's very like popping, like pop a pill, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, exactly. Like everyone be normal.
Yeah.
Act normal.
And, you know, putting up that exterior, because I think even now if I heard about a murder in Los Feliz, I'd be like, that's just surprising. So it's so surprising to hear one that, you know, you think like, yes, obviously things have happened in the 50s, but it's just, it's something so big in that area, in this part of Los Angeles. It's riveting. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it still sits there. I think that's the creepiest part. There's been some horrific murders done in this town, but most of the time, and even when there's not been murders, people are like, well, let's fucking take this building and level it.
Yeah.
But to have this house be there and persist through all of this is probably the creepiest part.
I wonder if people have tried to buy it or rent it, like celebrity, you know, people have wanted the from the Manson murders, like people have rent out the, you know, I don't know, the Tate house or whatever that is. I wonder if people have tried to access it and for some reason it's just, I don't know, it's like under lock and key and there's like no answers.
Yeah, and there's no one trying to capitalize on it too. Which again makes it even creepier, makes people even want to have the experience of being in it more.
Oh, I mean, I would absolutely, if somebody did a recreation of it, maybe not necessarily the murder part, but just like the way the house looked and the different rooms. I mean, you'd maybe get a third date with that guy there. Maybe you can, you know, make it, give it another shot. You know what
maybe
I mean?
Maybe I could.
Yeah. If you have Adderall, that is. I mean, if you don't have Adderall, then.
What if I can sell someone some drugs? Yeah, the Hotel Alexandria is also like that too, where there's a wing in it that's very preservation.
Well, we'll get into that. We don't want to give that. Well, that might be a future.
That's true.
Don't get
it. Might be.
But
that's the thing about abandoned places too. When there's an element of preservation, I think that there's a whole new.
There's a reason for that to me. There's a reason that it's there for us to talk about. When you were there, did you feel anything like a sense of, I don't know, any kind of like chill or. Or were we just hot and heavy with the dude?
No, it wasn't really. We were like, I felt like we were more like teenagers because we had a couple drinks at the drawing room beforehand. And so I was like, you know, like, let's do it. And kind of like, there's an element of like, I'm going to impress you. Look at me.
Yeah.
And of course that worked.
Why don't you just go to Applebee's like a regular person? You know what I mean? Just do a regular.
Applebee's.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
Ribs.
Yeah, come on. Now in hindsight, you'd rather be like, why don't we just go to Applebee's? You'd be married by now.
I would have been married.
Because you would have based it on something a little more real.
I thought you were going to say basted.
No, no. But, like those ribs. Hey, Applebee's, we're here for you.
Exactly.
Was that it? Is that pretty much?
This is it. The Los Feliz Murder House. You can go to it. It is there. That address is everywhere. So check it out.
I feel like there's people out there that have an experience or insight that we don't have. And if you do, please, 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 please email us, message us on social media, ghosttownpod@gmail.com, ghosttownpod@Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Perlman Kids.
Yeah.
We want to hear you.
Yeah.
We're licensed here. Historians.
Yeah. Yeah. Bonded by the state of our minds. But we definitely want to hear that. And if you haven't yet, subscribe to us. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, if you want to rate and review, if you like what you hear, or if you're on any other app, follow us on here because we'll have new episodes every single week.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Until next time.
Give me that Adderall.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.